RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Michelle, we must be talking about sex and romance and awesome times because Dr. Janet Lieber is our guest. And she's
I know.
Our
shocking that this would be one of my favorite topics.
She's our go-to expert on all things romance. Ooh. And she's also co-author of a book called Frommer's Places for Passion, 75 of the most romantic places to go and why it's important to go there with your significant other. Dr. Lieber, welcome back to Her.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh my goodness gracious. So what's this whole gig about going away? Why is it so important to get away to keep romance alive in your relationship?
You know, one of the things that we know is fundamental in human beings is we have this need for security, which so we try to bond with people. And at the same time, we have what seems to be a contradictory need for adventure and fresh discovery. And luckily with travel, you can have both if you go with your partner. Don't go with somebody else's partner. If you go with your partner,
just a minute now. Let's think about that for a moment.
The important thing is that the couples that thrive are the ones that create new experiences together. And one of our favorite articles, I wrote this with this book with Pepper Schwartz, who people may know from Married at First Sight. And for years, we've known of an article called Adrenaline Makes the Heart Grow Fonder. And if you want details on that, just go to Dr. Helen Fisher's TED Talk. But novelty really stimulates the brain, the dopamine, the oxytocin, serotonin, norepinephrine. And all of those things help you feel in love, feel bonded, feel aroused, feel more sexual. So you can actually, a romantic getaway is really one of the things that we found in our other research we talked about a few weeks ago. One of the great predictors of the people who still felt they had passion in their relationship. So romantic getaways, and if you can't do that, at least do date night, for goodness sake. But, right. You know, these days with, you know, Groupon kids getaways and Travel Zoo or Airbnb, even if you can't get away, you could go stay somewhere in your own city. You know, these downtown hotels or a resort, you know, that's not too far where you don't have to get a plane. And as long as it's like setting the scenery for, a love scene. If it's the same old bedroom, it's not going to be as hot as it would be if it's, you know, got more expensive linen that you use at home and a different setting.
So why that's Michelle, that means you have to pack your, well, means you have to pack your rose petals, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. I love those rose petals and the candles and
yeah,
the music.
You should definitely bring the candle. You're right on target. You should bring your candles and a candle holder because you're not really supposed to be lighting candles in hotels. So bring a safe candle holder and bring your own music, meaning bring a, you know, an external speaker that connects to your iPod or whatever you're using. And, And also there's certain things we tell people to look for in rooms if they really want to heighten romanticism. So a room with a view is a big plus. A room with a balcony or patio, an oversized two-person bathtub.
I like that
You
one.
Know, a double-headed shower
I like
really
that
gets
one.
A lot of points with us. A fireplace. I was in a place not long ago in Sonoma.
Check.
And I came back in and whoever was turning down the bed also got the fireplace going and it was a real fire. You know, and so the candles, they actually turn the music on. So
music,
these places get a lot of points. And those are the kind of places we feature in the book. But really, the formula translates anywhere once you understand the formula.
Right. So tell us the types of travel, the places to go that are better than others, since there are, I think you said there are that's the 75 most romantic.
The 75, we pick what we think, you know, for us. And explain why the 75 most romantic destinations in the world. But again, the formula, you know, if you have a dream getaway, a dream vacation anywhere, just go for it, you know, don't postpone it for tomorrow. But the kind of, what we divide the book into is urban romance, because there's some people who just really get off on the excitement of bright lights, big city, going to a theater date, you know, a foodie restaurant, and that's great. There's a lot of those all over the world. But we also feature beach romance, because for other people, you know, nothing relaxes them more instantaneously than seeing water. And that could be off season. You know, it could be Nantucket in the winter, which is really desolate and nice and romantic because nobody's there and it's cheap. You know, the ski places in the shoulder season are cheap. So we feature natural romance for people who want to get out in nature, beach romances, and then there's the once in a lifetime adventures. So again, remember the concept, adrenaline makes the heart grow fonder, which means if you go bungee jumping while you're there, you're really going to think you're in love because your adrenaline is pumping. But if you're in a foreign country,
But that's important, though. You know, I mean, wherever you go, you're either there to kind of check out and just forget about life in general and just do that, or you can actually do a lot of bonding over adrenaline-like, you know, activities like that. You know, it's interesting. I'm thinking, you know, since you're an academic and have really studied this for years, that one of the most important things to consider is the fact that people's feelings of romance toward one another and all the rest of it and the bonding and the connection really gets impaired big time with stress. And when you're distracted with, you know, all that stuff and maybe caregiving and, you know, you're spread out all over the place. And so just going anywhere away from all of that, just so that you can reestablish who the heck you are minus all of this entrapment and, you know, distraction. Doesn't that make sense, though? Is that what you found in your studies?
It makes total sense to us. And really, I mean, you know, because people of all different financial means are listening to a show like yours, you know, if you're not the kind of person who can, you don't want to take the kids with you, but you could get, you know, one of your sisters, your mother, a friend who also is in the same boat. You watch their kids one weekend, they get to go to a getaway. They watch your kids on another weekend, you get to go on a getaway. And it's really important to raise your relationship to that kind of primary status that says, hey, we're in the sandwich generation, but what about us? And foreign travel is particularly wonderful because when you don't know the language or you're standing there with a handful of money that you just don't quite understand, nothing bonds you more than being in a foreign country trying to figure it out together. It doesn't have to be bungee jumping. Really, foreign travel gets you the adrenaline pumping because it's a challenge. It's anew. It's the novelty of it all.
So Janet, what are things that you think people, and I know we're talking about going on vacation, but I'm just curious, what are things people can do on a daily basis to keep their, you know, keep the romance alive?
Well, in our other, research that we did, just any kind of communication, taking time out in your day, just text somebody, I love you, and I think I already issued the challenge, can't wait to do to you tonight what I'm thinking in my head, would issue a big challenge to both of you that says this is going to be out of the ordinary. Somebody's putting a little more thought into this. Hey, I'm going to get lucky tonight. So those kinds of things are important, but so is variety. Something as simple as when you're having sexual intercourse, changing positions was the, of the 17 things we looked at that added variety, changing positions was the number one predictor of people who really felt not just that they had sexual satisfaction, but still were able to maintain passion after years together.
That's fascinating. You know, of all the things, I would not have guessed that. I mean, I would think it would be something far more maybe complex or high level, and it just turns out, well, just, you know, roll over, honey, you know. Okay, everyone out there, we've been talking to our go-to relationship, sex, and romance expert, Dr. Janet Lieber. Thank you so much for being on her radio. And get on out there and get that book, Frommer's Places for Passion. Yeah, we love that, to say the least. All those 75 places you can visit. Thanks again, Dr. Lieber. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Rosen.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peake and I to answer, email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.